I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Browns have filed a lawsuit against the city of Cleveland to try and figure out the whole Modell law that the city is trying to invoke here, and it continues to turn this into what it didn't have to be, and the city of Cleveland is making sure that it is, which is a public fiasco that just wastes more of your taxpayer dollars. But I'm editorializing here, and why do that? When our next guest, if you guys have not been paying attention to what Daryl has done with the entirety of this story, going all the way back to 2017, Daryl has been all over it. He does have a piece up on 92.3thefan.com, basically talking about this lawsuit in U.S. District Court in wake of a threat from the city of Cleveland. And that's up right now, 92.3thefan.com. But now Daryl Reiner joins us, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What's up, bud?
How you guys doing?
Oh, I'm enjoying it. I mean, who doesn't love a city that can't afford a team threatening to sue a team for leaving when they can't afford them, and now the team's suing the city, which means we're going to waste some tax dollars on this because, you know, politicians want to be a politician.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is in response to the saber rattling that had been coming from City Hall in response to the Browns' desire to build the new dome in Brook Park, in which the city, wants to invoke the Modell law. And for those that aren't necessarily familiar with that particular law, it basically is a law was enacted back in June of 1996, where, following the original Browns' move to Baltimore, says, no owner of a pro sports team that uses any tax-supported facility for, its home games and gets financial assistance. There's some restrictions. You can't just up and move, without an agreement to do so, or give someone else the opportunity to buy the team. And basically what the Browns are saying here is that they are not threatening to move prior to the expiration of their lease, which is the legal document signed all the way back in 1996 between the National Football League and the city of Cleveland concerning the construction of a brand new stadium at the time to house the Browns through the 2028 football season. When the Haslams bought the Browns, they inherited the terms of said lease and everything else that comes with owning the NFL franchise. And so the team contends that they will have fulfilled their obligations, their legal obligations under the terms of the lease, and that once that expires, they don't have any obligations. They're not required to sign a lease extension. They're not required to continue playing games in that building. They should be free to move to a new building. And so this basically was a preemptive strike against the city of Cleveland, because what was coming out of City Hall was, well, we're getting our stuff in order here, and we're going to do this on our timetable. And well, the Browns have a timetable themselves. They're trying to close on the land acquisition in Brook Park. They have they're working on putting the funding for that particular project together. They've got a construction timeline. They've got budgetary things that they're considering here because they want to make sure this project comes in at the $2.4 billion price tag that has been set. Any delays, obviously, challenge that. So this is not what the Browns wanted as well. They did not want a legal you-know-what contest between them and the city of Cleveland. But again, the saber-rattling coming from City Hall kind of forced the Browns' hand, and they had to file this suit today to basically request from the U.S. District Court a ruling on the application of the Modell law in this particular case.
Daryl, why from the city?
Well, I don't I really don't understand some of what these politicians are trying to do. I reached out to the mayor's office yesterday, never heard back from them. Talked to a couple of sources at City Hall about this, and the conversation usually stops when I get into just the question you asked. You know, why? I mean, if the team presents challenges to the city from a financial standpoint, you know, from resources to host the games, to resources to service existing stadium debt and existing stadium maintenance, you know, why fight for something that, you know, presents these complications? And nobody wants to answer that question, which, you know, my opinion, and I'm stressing this is my opinion, that means it's just a vanity exercise. But the Browns don't want to take a chance of the city of Cleveland trying to derail this project with legal action. So the Browns basically went to U.S. District Court and said, hey, we need you to settle this matter for us. Can we legally build this dome in Brook Park? Here's our standing. This is our belief, our interpretation. And one of the things that the Browns argue within this 20-page filing that I just got done reading is, well, the law is pretty vague as well. There's not a lot of specifics in there. The team isn't leaving the region. They're still the Cleveland Browns, right? You know, this is a project that would be of, you know, economic, significant economic development for the region. David Jenkins, the CEO of the Browns, put in the statement he's pricing it out at a $3 to $3.5 billion project that includes the dome as well as the adjoining development. $2 billion in private investment here. You know, they basically laid everything out, laid out the processes with the city of Cleveland, kind of laid out what the city of Cleveland's arguing, laid out what they're arguing in response to the city. So, you know, we unfortunately have a legal battle on our hands right now that, again, the Browns, quite frankly, did not want to do. They were really trying to be good partners to everyone involved and try and make this as seamless of a transition as possible. But city of Cleveland officials did not want that to happen. They wanted to challenge this, and so the Browns are forced to get clarity on this law as quickly as possible so that they can move forward with their project.
So I think because of that, obviously the Browns need to be able to put this in a motion to have this thing open up by 2029 in the right time. So what kind of timeline do you think we might be looking at with this lawsuit and resolution so that those other parts can kind of fall into place?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously court systems are difficult to predict when a resolution to this is going to come down. But, you know, all in all, the Browns would like to begin construction in 2026. You know, this project requires a significant excavation 80 feet into the ground, similar to what Stan Kroenke and the L.A. Rams did out in Inglewood. That stadium is built into the ground as well. That's how this stadium is going to be, this domed stadium is going to be built here in Cleveland. They have to go down into the ground. So the excavation itself is time consuming before they can even, you know, begin the actual construction of the facility. And any delays to this project, you know, raises that price tag. And you know, the Browns are trying to do this as fiscally responsible as possible.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So with all this, do you think there's any scenario where the Browns stay downtown?
Well, I've learned never to speak in absolutes, because every time I speak in absolutes, I'm the one that ends up looking like the idiot. So I won't say absolutely not. Obviously, I think that, you know, if the court does not rule in their favor, if it rules in favor of the city of Cleveland, that, you know, potentially could change things. But that's why the Browns want to get this resolved. They don't want to have to deal with the vagueness of this Modell law and its application here. And again, the team is not failing any legal obligation, whether it's to the city of Cleveland or the Stadium Corporation, which is, I guess, the entity that this lease is technically with or whatever. But they're going to fulfill it, and they should be free and clear. And the team argues that, when that lease expires, they should be free and clear to move into a new building of their choosing.
Daryl, new quarterback, new OC, new play caller. You expect to see a brand new offense on Sunday against the Ravens?
I don't think so. Could the production be different? Could the results be different? Potentially. I asked Ken Dorsey today if, you know, materially anything changes with this offense, and I think in his way of saying no, he said no. Maybe Jameis Winston can give them a little bit of a spark. Maybe the offense will at least be entertaining to watch with Jameis Winston at quarterback. They may not win games, but hey, we'll see some interceptions, we'll see some long plays, we'll see some touchdowns, right? I mean, let's be honest about it, Nick. The offense has been unwatchable. I mean, it has been expansion team worthy. Actually, it is even worthy of an expansion team. It's that bad. That's my thinking, that I don't expect the scheme, if you will, to change, but maybe, you know, some of the results change. They finally have a play that goes for 40 yards. Maybe they score, 20 points in a game at some point this season. But I just kind of feel like this move today that was made by Kevin Stefanski on Wednesday, as we talked about, I kind of feel like it is a little bit of a Hail Mary on Stefanski's part, even though he told us that it was blasphemy to think such things.
Think about it. I said this earlier. I want to get your take on it real quick.
Yeah.
Browns have a chance to do the funniest thing on Sunday and beat the Ravens.
Don't give them any ideas, will you?
I mean, think about it. If these players are really upset at the fans, at this point, the meanest thing you can do is beat the Ravens and take this thing to about 8-9.
I think I said earlier this season when they were playing Washington, coming off a tough loss in Las Vegas, and I said it'd be the most Cleveland Browns thing ever. They went to Washington, played the game of their lives, and beat the Red Hot Commanders. Clearly, that didn't happen, and they're riding a 5-game slide right now, trying to avoid number 6 in a row. But Baltimore's coming in red hot. Going to be a tough, tough win for them if the Browns are going to get it done. Derrick Henry's rolling. You've got Lamar Jackson's rolling. Baltimore's pass defense ain't that great. I think right now they're ranked 32 or 31, something like that. But the Browns have played some lousy pass defenses in the last 6 weeks or so, and it still hasn't gone well for them. So we'll see.
Daryl, appreciate you, buddy. Thanks again.
You bet.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.